From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I'm not ready at this time to talk about my months of captivity, except to say, of course, that I'm delighted to be free and reunited with my family.
Inside the house, we found the three hostages in good condition. There were no kidnappers there at the time. The three hostages were by themselves.
We pray that Christians throughout the world will, in the same spirit, call for justice and for respect for the human rights of the thousands of Iraqis who are being held illegally by U.S. and British forces occupying Iraq.
GM's offering to basically retire or transfer 18,000 of his most expensive production workers.
Man, I think it's great. I'm ready to go, man. I'm wore out, tired. Offer his money. Give the young kids a chance to take over.
How can you justify saying that a person who's here working and not breaking any laws can be called a felon the same as somebody who's a rapist?
If it wasn't for people like my grandparents and my parents who were immigrants, I would never have had the chance to go to college and go to graduate school.
It's important for the government of Afghanistan to reaffirm the bedrock principles in that constitution, one of which is freedom of religion.
People must have a right to conscience and religious conscience. This is a very deeply concerning development in Afghanistan, and we have raised it at the highest levels.
The United States will not abandon Iraq. We will not leave that country to the terrorists who attacked America and want to attack us again. We will leave Iraq, but when we do, it will be from a position of strength, not weakness. Americans have never retreated in the face of thugs and assassins, and we will not begin now.